back to the first day on 93 WIBC. We're brought to you by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, the professionals in the Big Black Trucks. Go to BigBlackTrucks.com. They are an Indiana original, and it's funny that I should mention that because Mel McMahon is here, the inventor of IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Yes, it's hilarious. It's not like I'm not with you every Sunday at 10:45, is it?
No, not at all. Glad to see you. I think about you because next weekend, next Saturday, it's Shop Local. Shop Local Mom and Pops. It's Small Business Saturday.
It sure is. And that's a campaign that was started by American Express just about 10 years ago, encouraging you to spend your money locally. But something we do differently at Indiana Originals is we encourage you to shop small every day.
That's right.
Not just one Saturday out of the year. We're simplifying your search for local through our website, IndianaOriginals.com. Hop on there. You can find businesses of all different categories. And what they have in common is that they're all locally owned and operated. They're all headquartered here in Indiana and not part of an out-of-state franchise. So when you shop with our members, you're making the biggest economic impact possible. 3 to 5 times more money goes right back into our local economy when you shop with an Indiana Original.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's easy to find because Mel has made it easy for you at IndianaOriginals.com. Whatever you're looking for, if you're looking for jewelry, you're looking for clothes, you're looking for candles, there's a great direct there at IndianaOriginals.com. That'll help simplify a little bit.
And we have a lot of professional and home services too. And you know, these companies don't just grow on their own. Lots of people hire experts, and that's what we have in our studio today. We have an expert, Christian Tombers of Charlie Tango Productions.
Yay.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with you, tell us what you do.
Well, I'm a marketing and sales coach, inspirational and motivational speaker, and I work with individual salespeople, sales staff, entrepreneurs, startups, also with people in career transition who want to learn how to sell or even learn how to sell themselves to an employer to get their job.
And I think one of the misconceptions about going into your own business is that, oh, I won't have to do the selling. I'll find someone else to do that for me. That's not the case, is it?
No, not at all, because nothing happens unless there is a sale. Some way, somehow, something has to be sold. Because I even challenge people wherever they're listening to this right now, look around the room and see if there's anything you can find where in the history and life of that object, a sale didn't happen. I'll promise you, somehow, some way, there's a sale in the history of that.
And you think of sales a little bit differently.
Yeah, because people don't like to be sold. What I teach is how to get customers to want to buy. People like to buy. So why fight the system? And also, sales is not something you do to somebody, something you do for somebody. And if your product or service meets their needs, solves a problem for them, helps them avoid some pain, gain some pleasure, or maybe even the combination of both, then you don't have to sell them. They're going to want to buy from you. And if they don't want to buy from you, then you've got no business doing business with them anyway. It's best to smile, shake hands, part friends, and before you leave, ask for a few referrals.
Part of getting in the door is, though, selling yourself, right? I mean, that's a big part of it. They've got to like you first. And so you, in that whole, you know, that whole moment you walk through somebody's door, you're selling yourself first and foremost, maybe?
Absolutely. Yeah, people do business, people they know, they like, and they trust.
Yeah.
So if they don't know, like, or trust you, your product could be the best product in the world, it could be the best price in the world, they still may not want to become your customer.
Sales is not for everybody. What are the qualifications of a good salesperson?
Somebody who can build a good relationship and knows their product inside and out and can match their product and service to the needs of the potential customer.
It's that simple.
I know.
But we make it so complicated.
In my tracks because I was thinking, because I've always said I could never sell anything.
I'm a buyer.
But maybe that would make me a good salesperson just because I know I'm not, I don't have that.
Your integrity, your authenticity.
Maybe.
That's what makes you a good salesperson, right? You're not going to give somebody something they don't need.
It's
because
so
that's
subtle.
Not you.
Maybe. Well, that's true. And then I would end up buying whatever you've got in your room, and then I'll leave.
but with all the self-help books out there or, you know, the YouTube videos you can watch, I mean, what do you experience with small business owners? What are people missing that they get from you?
Oh, good question.
Well, they have learned from other sales training classes and courses that you have to get the sale no matter what. And that's just not right because that causes pressure and customers don't like that. So what they need to learn is that really it's an educational process. If the customer knows exactly what your product or service will do for them and it's a match, then they're going to buy from you. So it's not a matter of shoving it down their throat no matter what, because that just results in bad publicity. And obviously with the internet nowadays, bad news travels 100 times faster than the good news. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that to happen to your business because that could tarnish your name, your reputation, and your brand.
How did you get into this?
Well, actually, my career originally started off in Detroit, Michigan as an automotive engineer, and back in the 70s, the automotive industry was going downhill. Mm. There was just simply no cheese at the end of that tunnel. And by pure circumstance, I got involved in sales, wound up being very good at it. And every company I worked for, I wound up working my way into position of sales manager and sales trainer because of a different attitude that I have about selling. It caused me to get better numbers than everybody else. So what I do is I help salespeople not only get more sales, but more sales with the same number of appointments that they already have. It's very common that a sales manager, when asked, well, how do I make more money, will reply, well, it's a numbers game, just run more appointments. Well, that burns you out, and your effectiveness goes down too. So what I teach people is how to make better use of the appointments that you already have. So you can get more sales with less appointments or more sales with the same number of appointments. And the industry is called your closing average.
Well, and for an entrepreneur, I mean, that's vital, right? Because you're not just wearing the sales hat, you're wearing the office manager hat, the content creation hat. You have so many different roles that you have. You don't always have the time to pick up the phone more or go sit with someone for coffee for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and sales is the conclusion of the marketing. Marketing is getting the customer to know who you are, what product you have to offer, and how to find you. And sales is getting them to own that product or service.
When I look at your business card, there's a glider. Mm-hmm. Where does the glider come in?
Well, it's one of my hobbies. I'm a commercial glider pilot. A lot of people say, that's really cool, but who in the world hires glider pilots? And I've actually made money flying gliders. I flew 3 air shows and got paid. And when I lived in Michigan, I worked for a glider school. My job was to give the demonstration rides so that people could go for a nice flight. Of course, the owner of the school wanted me to give good rides so that they'd sign up for lessons. So what I do with my marketing and sales is I take your marketing and sales to new heights.
Oh, I like it. And that's where Charlie Tango comes in. Those words, those are pilot words, aren't they?
Well, it's part of the aviation phonetic alphabet, right? C is Charlie and T is Tango. And my initials, Christian Tombers, is CT, therefore Charlie Tango Productions.
It's all coming together.
It's good. Well, you know what? It's a company. He's got to figure out what to name it. You got to have a good story to name your company, and you did it. That's good.
Well, and it creates an anchor to my business card. People see my business card, and they realize, oh, yeah, that's that glider pilot sales trainer.
It is something a little different. It sure is.
But that also brings up a good point on if you're just forming your company, you know, you've got to come up with those kind of good name of your company. Mm-hmm. What are some tips on those that are just starting to get ready to open up their new business?
Well, number one is just keep it simple. If you keep it simple and people understand what you have to offer and make it easy for the people to get involved with your product or service. And like what I do, I give all my clients a money-back guarantee. They feel after taking one of my classes or courses, whether it's a large course, a workshop, or even working with me one-on-one, if they feel they didn't get their money's worth, there's no hard feelings. I'll give them a refund. And I don't do a refund, no questions asked. I do want to ask a few questions so I can learn from that myself to improve myself in my own business. Find out what it was that was missing that caused them to feel that they didn't get their money's worth. And if companies are straightforward and honest with their clients and customers and don't play games, they're actually going to get more business just by referrals. People appreciate honesty and straightforwardness. And in my career, in a lot of different positions, I've actually walked away from sales where the customer is actually ready to buy. But I felt in my own heart that it wasn't going to work for them or they're going to have issues and problems in the future. And I referred them to somebody else, could even be a competitor, from whom they wound up buying, but I still got a sale, not from them, but from a referral from them, because now they felt comfortable enough to refer their friends, neighbors, and relatives to me.
Very good. Very good.
It shouldn't be as revolutionary thinking, but it really is to a lot of people. Yeah. You know, in my sales training, because, you know, with Indian Originals, you know, I'm selling every day, right? It's the concept. It's the passion. It's the mission. It's, you know, getting businesses to get on board and knowing what you're doing. And being able to repeat the successes is so important. Christian, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, if they want to take one of your classes, how do they do that?
Well, the best way is to go to my website. My website is thinksales101.com. Thinksales101.com. And there they can see a list of all the courses and classes that I have coming up. They can also contact me by telephone. And I've got a really easy one. It's area code 317-5. Sales, S-A-L-E-S, 5, sales 5. So it's more than one sale, 5 sales 5.
Very good. Very clever. You can also find him at IndianaOriginals.com, Terry.
Okay, Mel, we'll see you in a couple weeks. I hope everybody does really well this Small Business Saturday that's coming up. You know, we're cheering for all of you, and shop local, that's for sure. Today's top stories are coming up next right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Here are Dave Machine, Chris Ambrose, and Beth Rovesi for B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains.
Beth, did you change the